On ABC Radio Darwin and the ABC Radio app, you're listening to Adam Steer.
It's fantastic.
Back in 2017, more than 100 protesters gathered at Frog Hollow in Darwin CBD, urging the government to abandon plans to remove 50 trees to make way for Barnison Boulevard, worried that the green space and historical value would be lost.
Well, the tree hugging is happening because Frog Hollow is a heritage listed site. You know, I haven't ever had to lie down in front of a bulldozer, but we'll see.
The protest failed and the major entry to the city is now known as Garamilla Boulevard. Now, a plan has emerged to build a multi-million dollar student and social housing development at Frog Hollow. Warren Ebert, Chief Executive of Sentinel Property Group, is the company behind the plan. Warren, welcome back to the program. What do you want to build exactly at Frog Hollow?
Well, I think we've got to say it's not just us that want to build it. There's a dire need for accommodation in Darwin, and particularly student accommodation. The Charles Darwin University is a very big part of the Northern Territory Darwin economy, and they're doing a $250 million new campus in the CBD, and over the next 5 years they're wanting to go to 8,000 to 10,000 overseas students, and that will require another 6,000 rooms for the students. Now, at the moment, there are only 300 purpose-built student accommodation apartments, and that's at our shopping centre at Casuarina Square. So there's $250 million being spent on a new CBD campus and zero accommodation. So there's a recent study done by the Property Council of Australia which showed that the average overseas student spends over $4,000 a month. So you get 10,000 students in the greater Darwin area, another $4 million a month that is spent. So we would like to help solve the problem because, capital is mobile. If Darwin doesn't do something to cater for these needs, these students, this business will go elsewhere. And from a business person's point of view, I can see the enormous opportunity that's available to Darwin, and I'd really hate to see that opportunity missed. And when you look at, well, where in the city could you put it? Straight opposite the new Charles Darwin campus in Wood Street is some old, falling down, asbestos-riddled building. So I hear in the intro that you said about the protest. Now, that road's through and they've got the park. But, asbestos buildings are actually a health hazard. That's why there's a security fence around there. So, it's the government's decision, and I fully respect that. I just don't see the benefit to anyone of having a health hazard like that in the CBD.
What is exactly the proposal that you'd like to build there?
Well, we came up with just an initial concept, which was for discussion, which everyone seems to be happy to discuss. So we had five separate towers with 100 units in each for student accommodation. Then we had another portion for NDIS housing, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and then some more, call it affordable housing for workers. So we're happy to work with the government on any type of use that they want, but certainly the student accommodation is something that there is a massive shortage and something that needs to be done very quickly. So we're flexible and just would like to see that there's discussion on this and some appropriate decisions made.
And would you be funding that yourself with the Sentinel Group, or would you be looking for other investors?
Oh, we may very well go to other investors, but we're not out there talking to investors at this stage. We have the capacity to proceed with everything that we have planned.
Okay. How far would you say this would go to meet the demand for student housing in the CBD in coming years?
Well, that's not a question that I can really answer because I don't know how big the campus will get in the CBD. So that's really a Charles Darwin University question. But when they're wanting to go from 2,000 to 10,000 and they need 6,000 rooms, the question is how many of those are going to be in the CBD? Now, as I say, we have 300 at Casuarina Square now, and we certainly intend to build more in the near future. We're just working through a master plan. So the student accommodation needs to be built you know, in the appropriate place, and that really is up to Charles Darwin University. We're not here to try and tell them what they should do. We're just trying to help out with the accommodation crisis.
So your plans for short to medium term accommodation and further student accommodation at the Casuarina Square precinct, which you acquired last year, that's still to go ahead on top of and in addition to this proposal for 5 8-storey apartment blocks for student accommodation in the CBD.
Yes, exactly. Now, when we first started working on Casuarina Square doing the due diligence, we were told that the NT government wants to take the economy from $26 billion in 2020 to $40 billion in 2030, which would require 35,000 additional workers. Now, the rule of thumb for every worker, you have a multiplier 3 to 5. So you get someone comes up from Sydney, they bring their partner, their children, that creates work for coffee shops, for cafes. So 35,000 jobs, you multiply that by 5, you're up to 150,000 extra people between now and 2030. Now, the Australian Bureau of Statistics says that there are, on average, 2.1 persons per household. So that's 70,000 more households are required up to 2030. That's 10,000 a year. Now, that we know that's a mathematical impossibility, but that's, you know, it really is a crisis. Otherwise, it is impossible to get the economy to where the government wants it to be.
Yeah, but the economy, the government pinned its hopes on a number of major projects, including the Sea Dragon prawn farm that went into administration yesterday, the shiplift, which has questions around it, and of course Sun Cable, which went into voluntary administration just a month ago. Have you got confidence in this government to deliver the economy by 2030, $40 billion?
I think that's probably a stretch target, and the government can only do so much. Set targets and help out where possible. All these projects that you're talking about are privately funded, and the government can't step in and just give them the money to keep them going if they're not viable. There'll be a lot of projects that were proposed that don't happen. There'll also be projects that weren't proposed that will happen. I have no doubt. Yeah, we have $1.6 billion in investments from Mackay North. We're the largest property investor in Northern Australia, and our favourite place to invest is Darwin. We can go anywhere in Australia. I'm actually in Sydney now, but we won't be buying anything in Sydney. So I have complete confidence in the direction that the Northern Territory government is heading. It's a tough job. I think one thing with governments is they tend to do a lot of investigation, a lot of discussions and a lot of reports, and a lot of things don't happen because the government have to be careful. They've got to take into account the views of everyone, but you can never satisfy everyone, so you have to look at, for me, I'm not a politician, so I don't get voted in or out. You've got to look at what is the greater good, and I just think when you look at Frog Hollow, that asbestos, now asbestos is a health hazard, that's international, everyone knows that, so there's no question. So I don't see the point in keeping a health hazard there, and it's costing money to have a temporary fence around it every month. And then you've got to make a decision what do you do with it? Well, if you don't build student accommodation or something else there, what else do you do with that site? And what it would do to the Darwin economy is just, enormous.
But they sing it in their own way.
You're with Adam Steer.
We sing it in our own way too.
On ABC Radio Darwin and on the ABC Listen app.